Welcome back to Your Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa, and today we're talking moms, drugs, and rock and roll. But here's a number that is hard to digest. Hundreds of thousands of mothers separated from their children. That's what's happened since President Obama took office in 2008, and almost 2 million people have been deported. And according to a recent investigation by the New York Times, fully two-thirds of all deported people, many of them mothers, have committed no crimes or only minor ones, although the administration continues to insist they are only deporting criminals. Instead, they're deporting people who you might never imagine, like the mother of a YouTube sensation. But 27 million views didn't stop Jorge Narvaez's mother from being detained by immigration authorities. She's currently awaiting processing for deportation in Arizona. Jorge Narvaez joins us on Latino USA. Welcome to the program, Jorge.
Thank you, Maria, for having me here, and it's a pleasure.
27 million views of you and your daughter singing, and then you end up on Ellen.
In just 1 week, over 3 million people have fallen in love with this father and daughter on YouTube. Please welcome 6-year-old Alexa and her father, Jorge.
America's Got Talent.
Hi. Hello.
What's
Hello.
Your name?
My name's Alexa.
Alexa and?
My name is Jorge.
What are you going to do for us?
We're going to sing.
All right. Well, let's see what you've got.
You have a Hyundai commercial.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
So you are, in fact, a YouTube success, right?
That is correct. And we've been blessed these past couple of years. We've built a subscriber base of over 450,000 subscribers. And we actually have a total view of 150 million views right now.
So you would think that all of those numbers carry some weight. But in fact, your mother is being held right now in a detention center in Arizona and is being processed for deportation.
That is correct. So right now, my mom is in Arizona with 20 other mothers who were separated from their families, waiting for a decision whether they get deported or they have an opportunity for parole.
Does it feel somewhat surreal that on the one hand, you and your daughters can be a huge internet sensation, and yet there's nothing that you can do to help your mom from being deported?
Well, I feel like I have no power over, you know, any rules that the government has. Even if I have a strong foundation on YouTube or on the internet, it's even more disappointing that my own brother, who is a U.S. Army veteran, just came back from war. He's disabled and he is retired from war because he was injured in combat, has to come back home to another war after finding out that my mom is detained in Arizona.
And a lot of what you sing about is, and of course your big hit was your cover of Home. So what do you tell your daughters about what home is and what this country's about when their grandmother is wearing an orange jumpsuit in detention?
When we revisited the song Home again and I sang it with both my daughters, the lyrics of that song became more powerful for me and my children, mostly because that song is about one simple thing. It's about family.
Nanina, coming home.
Singing the song is bittersweet. I mean, it's beautiful that I'm able to spend time with my children. I think it's amazing for me to do that and sing with my children. However, we're singing with a purpose now. That song Home has a purpose, and that purpose is for my mother to come back home. And so when I think of the song Home, I immediately think about my mother from now on.
Follow you into the park, through the jungle, through the dark. Girl, I never love one like you.
The big hit, I mean, Jorge, you've got a great voice, but the truth is, Jorge, you know it, that really the star of the show is your daughter, Alexa.
And in the street, we run free, like it's only yours.
I think there's a cuteness factor to Alexa, and there's also she has a very good heart. Both my daughters have very good hearts, and I'm very proud of the fact that they not only outshine their father, but they have a better opportunity because, you know, me growing up, I didn't have that. I was still undocumented. I mean, now I'm a U.S. citizen, but I never had those opportunities that my kids do. So yes, I live through my children, but I think it's more than that. My children are the way they are because of me and the mother of my kids, because of the way that we chose to raise them and keep them grounded and community-based. And that's why I feel my children shine. It's not just their own shine. It's what we put together as mom and dad, and how hard we work for them to stay humble.
What happens now, Jorge? You can post some more videos. Will you be performing with both of your daughters? Are you going to spend this time focusing on helping your mom not be deported? What do you do now?
I think I'm going to stick to the same formula, sticking to the family and community art and music and showing the world. I'm going to continue to raise awareness about my mother's situation until her and the rest of the mothers are free. I think it's important. And I know my fans really understand that and are supportive. And I, so far, if you see the videos and you see both the comments on the video that I did with my mom following her through the border, I did a 20-minute video of me with a hidden camera while she was crossing and seeking asylum. So we're here, I'm waiting for my mom. Everybody here behind us is everyone who's trying to cross. How do you feel, mom?
I have a hope that everything is gonna go well with the help of GAT and all the people. Please support us.
Please support us.
Support us, please.
These are all families, these are mothers, and we're all gonna walk together right now. So there is a connection. They see that, whoa, that could be my mother.
It is our duty to fight for our freedom.
It is our duty to fight for our freedom.
It is our duty to win.
It is our duty to win.
And this is where the connection happens. Since our fans are from different parts of the world, Brazil, we have Ukraine, Spain, I mean, the United States, everywhere, they see, oh my God, we have the same situation going on there. And there's this really small sense of solidarity between all of my fans and us. And I feel really good about that, because not only are we raising awareness about the situation with my mother being detained, but it's also inspiring. And it could also cause and create other people to do the same and to fight for their people's rights.
Jorge, thank you so much for joining us on Latino USA.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
Jorge Narvaez is a singer who's become YouTube famous by singing with his young daughters. He spoke to us from San Diego.
I'm as happy as I can be, 'cause I'm allergic to tragedy.
If you haven't seen Jorge performing Home with his little girl Alexa, you got to check it out. Go to latinousa.org and see.